أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. We continue with ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded to justice, to do good and to give to relatives. Today we discuss the second part of it. Wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited from al-fahsha. Fahsha means immodesty, indecency, promiscuity. In deed, in action, in thought, everything that is regarded as immodest, everything that is regarded as lewdness, as indecency, every aspect of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited. Wal munkar. Munkar means evil deeds. Deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. When you look at al-fahsha, it is also an evil deed. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought that separately to show the importance for a believer to keep away from everything that is immodest. Then wal-baghi. Baghyun in Arabic refers to transgression. Here most of the commentators have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about transgression in injustice, such that one is a sin, a person commits a sin, that is between him and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And one is a transgression by way of injustice, that is a wrong that a person has committed to somebody else. We find in many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's azab, Allah's punishment with regards to transgression by way of injustice is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab comes down in this very world. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala advises you, so that you will be amongst those that accept this advice of Allah. You will be amongst those that remember the advice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in short, in this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded to three good deeds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited three ill deeds. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say that the most comprehensive ayah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed in the Quran is this ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl. And as we began the discussion, we closed this discussion that in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah, he had seen that the Ummah was at a stage where they were forgetting these very basic six aspects. Three to be abiding by, and three to keep away from. So hence he then sent out a notification to all the imams, all the khatibs, that in the Jumu'ah they should complete the ayah, the Jumu'ah, the khutbah of the Jumu'ah with this ayah, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.